following is a presentation of the Michigan Sports Network.
It's a Moneyline Monday presented by DraftKings on the huge show across Michigan. And this is for all the football fans. And I'm sure you all love an action-packed, high-scoring NFL game. But with the latest no-brainer from the DraftKings Sportsbook app, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, you'll be a winner once a single point is scored. New customers who bet just $1 on any team to score can win $100 in free bets. It's that simple. Just use code HUGE when you sign up after downloading the DraftKings Sportsbook app. It is a Moneyline Monday presented by DraftKings on the Huge Radio Network.
Are you ready for huge opinions on the Lions, Tigers, Wings, Pistons, Michigan, MSU, and every sports team in the state of Michigan? It's time for The Huge Show. From the east side to the west side to the UP, The Huge Show is on air statewide on the Michigan Sports Network. Voice your huge opinions now at 1-866-838-HUGE. That's 1-866-838-4843.
You ready?
Now, let's go to the Auto Value Bumper to Bumper Parts Studio with the huge one, Bill Simonson.
What's up, Michigan? It's hour number three on the only syndicated statewide afternoon sports radio show. We're heard on 20 incredible radio stations, including our new flagship station, 96.1 The Game in Grand Rapids. If you're in the Detroit area, 93.5 FM, 99.1 FM, and 94.7 FM, HD Channel 2. For the station from the UP, the Southeast Michigan, wherever you go, for the one close to you, where you can listen live weekdays, 3 until 6, go to thehugeshow.net. You can download the iHeart app to listen weekdays at 3, anywhere you go. And all the podcasts, Apple, Spotify, Google, iHeart, wherever you download podcasts, just search The Huge Show. In a few moments, Jim Brandstatter, voice of Michigan football. The run continues. What a Saturday night it was at Lucas Oil Stadium in downtown Indianapolis. Wolverines pummel. And I mean showcase their athletes big time in rockin' Iowa. Now the Wolverines are the two seed in the... Two seed? Hey, there's a one seed, there's a two seed, three seed, four seed. We got the two seed. How about 2C? What's going on? They got the 2 seed in the college football playoff. They'll take on Georgia New Year's Eve night, 8 p.m. at the Orange Bowl in Miami, which I think is Hard Rock Stadium where the Miami Dolphins play and the U plays. By the way, Mario Cristobal leaving Oregon for Miami in South Florida. Brent Venables leaves Clemson as D coordinator for Dabo. He takes over the Oklahoma Sooners. A lot of movement out there. We'll talk to Mike O'Hara about the Lions' first win. And if they fall out of the top two, they can't get Hutchinson or Thibodeau, the speed rusher with Oregon. But Matt Corral is sitting there. If they're picking 3, 4, or 5, he could be your quarterback, even though somebody like the Houston Texans may take him 1 or 2 if they're there. They need a quarterback for the future. I'd rather see this team finish strong and Campbell and his staff show me they can take this team and improve them than I would draft position right now. You can't go 1-15-1 and sell squat during the offseason. So Mike O'Hara, DetroitLions.com, in about 20 minutes. Brandy will join us in a second. I think Andrew is at North Muskegon listening on 96.1 out of Grand Rapids. How you doing, my friend?
Huge. I'm beautiful. How you doing today?
Doing good, buddy. What's on your mind?
Well, I'm feeling salty, Sparty, because, you know, we had beef on Thanksgiving at my house because there's a little divide over Michigan and Michigan State. And I have 2 points to make about that, Huge. And number one is that since the Michigan State loss by U of M, Michigan has handled their business, and Michigan State has shown that they've overpaid Mel Tucker. And beyond that, they show that he created the coaching carousel in the market where you make, $10 million a year as a high school, or I'm sorry, as a college football coach. And that's the reason for Brian Kelly making a move and all the other moves that have been made. And they don't even know if they have anything better than, the last coach that they wanted to pay a lot of money to. And who is that? John L. Williams or anybody else?
John L. Smith, it was. And they, Right. And they paid D'Antonio decent. And Andrew, I see your point, and I appreciate you listening in North Muskegon on 96.1 out of Grand Rapids. Yeah, so now Harbaugh, after winning the Big Ten title, and I don't think he wants to talk about it, that when this run ends, whether it's after the Georgia-Michigan game on New Year's Eve or after the championship game in Indy on January 10th, I believe Michigan will give Harbaugh a long-term deal. You have to in this recruiting world. You can't have coaches with 10-year, 85, 90, 95, $115 million deals and compete in that world. It's just, it's supply and demand. It's what the market will bear. And what Harbaugh has done from an unranked Michigan team, a guy that took basically a 50% pay cut and said, pay me if I hit my bonuses, which is unheard of by any coach anywhere, maybe outside of a high school coach who won't take money to get paid, and they become the first unranked team to get to the Final Four. And I know in my discussion back and forth with listeners on air and on the social networks today, when I say Jim Harbaugh should be coach of the year anywhere, any place, anytime, in any coach of the year category, I get what Mel Tucker has done, but there were zero expectations on him. Harbaugh had to flip out assistants, change things up. Gattis had to ramp it up. McDonald had to step in and be good from the beginning, or this entire crew could have been shown the door. And here they are, one of the four best teams in America and ranked number two by the College Football Playoff Committee, and just won the Big Ten in convincing fashion and beat up on Ohio State like you haven't seen Ohio State beat up on like that since they played in Alabama. So out of respect to Mel Tucker, who I think has done a fabulous job at Michigan State, this year, Jim Harbaugh did the best coaching job in America. Jim Brandstetter, voice of Michigan football, become his lucky charm. He's like calling Superfly going, put me on. Ever since he's put me on, we keep winning. What's going on?
Wait a minute. Ever since I put you on? It's your show.
No. It was Superfly.
My show.
It was Superfly.
Come on now, Bill.
Superfly, since I put him on, I was referencing speaking for Superfly.
Okay.
Man, dude, the loss to Michigan State, I think we talked about this last week, that the way it put that team in the bunker, humbled them, made them hungry, the mission they've been on since that loss to Michigan State is amazing. And what we witnessed this past Saturday night, just total domination.
Really was. That's as good a football team as I've seen out there. Now, Iowa's not that, okay? Iowa's not a great, great football team. They've got some offensive struggles and stuff. But when you put it on them 42-3, I'm telling you, that's pretty amazing. And that was total domination from, I think, after the first 5 minutes of the football game, it was over. And defensively, offensively, Michigan just did what they do. Very businesslike, but still having fun, enjoying the moment. It was, I'll tell you what. And like I said, afterwards, Bill, the confetti and the Big Ten championship, if you don't think the Big Ten championship, conference championship matters, you shouldn't have been there. I mean, it gets diminished somewhat because of this playoff deal. But I'll tell you what, in person, there's a great deal of pride when you go and you take a conference championship. And I hope somehow, some way, we keep it important and relevant that conference championships matter.
Jimmy, one note about the beatdown on Iowa. Worst loss by a Kirk Ferentz team since 1999.
Yeah, pretty amazing. Michigan, just like you said, they're on a mission. And can I add one thing to your coach of the year thing? I think Dan Dierdorf agrees with you 100%, by the way. And the other thing I would add in, and I agree, Mel Tucker had a fabulous year. What he did at Michigan State was great. But there's one other factor, I think, that maybe, and you can argue and say maybe, nah, that's not a big deal. But Mel Tucker remade his team through the transfer portal. I mean, Kenneth Walker came to him from somewhere else. Jim Harbaugh did this with these same characters. No difference, no additions. And true freshmen, a couple of them played. Donovan Edwards, clearly. J.J. McCarthy, clearly. But he did it with the same cast of characters that a year ago were 2-4. So I think that's a little bit of the factor that goes into Jim's category in regards to the Coach of the Year argument.
I think you could make an argument that any Coach of the Year competition that Tucker and Harbaugh, not because, you know, you're afraid to pick one or the other, or because you're with Michigan, or I'm doing a statewide show here, that they really were worthy of being co-coach of the years everywhere. And I know some of the voters for the Big Ten told me there wasn't the option to have co-champions or co-coaches of the year. But it's just, and now they still are on this run. And they get through the celebration, a couple days off, as Harbaugh told the Selection Sunday show yesterday. And then they're going to get after looking at Georgia. And you get a Georgia team that was just beat up on by Alabama. And Alabama has incredible speed at the wide receiver. So does Michigan. Michigan has a good line. You know, I'm thinking Georgia obviously has that unbelievable front seven. And here's Michigan, a 7.5-point underdog on the DraftKings Sportsbook app big board. And it's a similar situation going into the Ohio State game, but now it's flipped. Georgia had the defense that got them to the Final Four, not that Ohio State-type offense.
Yeah, it's kind of looking like it's kind of strength on strength, doesn't it? Both teams defensively look like, you know, they're going to have an edge on the other guy's offense. So then it comes down to turnover special teams, things like that. So I think it's a great matchup. I think of the two semifinals, it looks to me as even and strategically kind of more fun to break down, if you will, because of what you just went through. I think it's going to be a great semifinal. I think it's a great matchup for the country.
And I look at the matchup, and you're Michigan, and you beat Ohio State. You won the Big Ten. I don't think there – I know you want to win the national championship. I'm not discounting that at all. You want to get to Indy where the – College football playoff title game will be this year. But Michigan, still hungry, still in the bunker, love each other, playing for each other.
Right.
But they'll be stress-free. There'll be a lot of pressure on Georgia after being number one all year. And the way they were embarrassed by Alabama, how do they respond? I really think there's a nice advantage here for Michigan, and they match up against their defense, and I think Michigan has a better offense.
Yeah, and I think you're right a little bit, Bill. It's almost like Michigan's playing with house money.
Yes,
I mean,
exactly.
They got nothing to lose. They're out there having fun. They're loosey-goosey. Georgia does have that number one ranking on them all year. Everybody is hoping and praying that, hey, let's get the rematch with Alabama, da-da-da-da-da. So, yeah, I agree with that. And the other thing I think that Michigan has is that, and they've gone through this since that Michigan State game. You brought it up a minute ago. You're absolutely correct. Since that Michigan State game, you know what their attitude has been? It's been the playoffs, win the next one. And I think that's a great way to approach, you know, this whole playoff thing, which is brand new to Michigan, is just win the next one. They've had that mantra since that October 30th date against Michigan State. We got to win the next one. We got to win the next one. We got to win the next one. And I think that will stand them, I think, really, really well as they get prepared for this Georgia game, because that's kind of the way they've been. It's like a normal routine thing. Let's just win the next one. And then if you win that one, okay, let's go win the next one. That's a great attitude to take with you, I think, in this playoff deal.
Jim Brandstetter, voice of Michigan football. His run isn't over yet. One for sure, maybe two more games before him and Dan Dierdorf retire from the booth. He's joining us on the Meyer guest line here on the Huge Show across Michigan. Yeah, one thing, Brock Bowers, the tight end that actually Michigan was recruiting out of Napa, California. Yeah. He's a freshman at Georgia. That guy runs a 4.5. He's 6'4", 230.
And yeah, I mean,
he's amazing.
Where did he come from? It's like He's a wide receiver. What's he doing playing tight end?
Yeah, well, he's 6'4", 230, runs a 4.5, and he breaks tackles. And, I don't think Georgia went to him enough. It was easy to see. If you want to rattle Georgia, get ahead of them by double digits and make them chase points. They were a totally different team.
Yeah, I mean, I think that was the key to the Iowa game for Michigan, too. I think once they got that first touchdown in the second half, they went up 21-3. I think at that point, you know, Iowa can't chase points. So, I agree. I mean, but, again, easier said than done against that defense. So, I think this one's coming down in the fourth quarter. I think it's going to be tight. And I think special teams are going to be key. I really do. And in that regard, I think Michigan, maybe not in the return game, but I think in the kicking game, they've got a great edge. I mean, Moody and Robbins have been great all year. And they continue to do well. So, I think Michigan's got a good edge there, so I think it's going to be great. I'm just excited. I'm like you said, if Michigan's playing with house money, so am I. I'm just glad to be doing one more.
The last 9 days are surreal for someone like you that has been a part of Michigan football for decades, for the fans, for the ticket holders, for the boosters, for the players, for the coaches, for the alums, beating Ohio State, 7 days later winning the Big Ten title. 8 days later, finding out you're the 2 seed in the college football playoff.
I know.
Playing Georgia.
Yeah,
well, I mean, everything Jim Harbaugh was hired to do when Jim Hackett cut that deal, everything that the Michigan fan and the University of Michigan wanted from Harbaugh, they've done so far this year.
Absolutely. And, you know, the other people that it's been great for, and you kind of have to be around a little bit to see, but the family. The families. I mean, I saw Chris Hinton, who is, of course, Chris Hinton's dad, all pro offensive lineman, played at Northwestern. He's in the hotel wearing maize and blue. And all the offensive lineman parents are hanging out. Mrs. Keegan, Trevor Keegan's mom, came up to say hello to me. I was having coffee with my friend Chris Seifert, and Mrs. Keegan came up. So did Mrs. Vinter. And they all gathered around, and I said hello to Chris Hinton, who is just a great player. It's so much fun to see the families of the players. They bond. The players, if they're brotherhood, so are the parents and the siblings. They all get to know each other. They're traveling to these places. It was that lobby, that hotel was really cool with the parents of the players. And again, it's like what you just said, the alums, the players, everybody else, but it's also the families that are just pinching themselves with such a great run and enjoy. How about the Hutchinsons? Talk about having a dream come true. How about Chris Hutchinson watching his son wearing his old number just basically explode on college football? How proud can he be?
Yeah, and every mock draft now has Aiden Hutchinson at the top, and I think we're awaiting the Heisman finalist award, and I would think it's Bryce Young, Stroud. I don't know if Walker, Hutchinson, we're awaiting.
Walker, Hutchinson, and Pickett, I think probably those five guys, four of the five, I think you're going to be in it. And I think the last couple of games on big stages, Aiden Hutchinson certainly has made a case.
Yeah, he's made a case, but I think Bryce Young, what he did to the number one team in America on Saturday night, I think he clinched the Heisman.
I'm not suggesting Aiden's clearly a long shot to win it, but to get the invite to New York.
Oh, yeah, I think Hutchinson will do it. Because you're looking at a guy that is probably going to be the overall number one pick in the 2022 draft. And, again, the Lions won. We'll see if they end up with him, but who knows. It was a great weekend. I thought, Jim, and I want to end the conversation with this, I thought bringing out the Myrie family from Oxford for the coin toss, and the family standing there, and the decals on the helmet, the number 42 for the late Tate Myrie, who was gunned down inside Oxford High School last week, and just the family standing there, Fox, the reverence of the players, what Michigan did for them, wearing the T-shirts. I'm looking at, you know, the hat that even Harbaugh's wearing on the side. There's Tate, the little patch.
Right.
He had on his hat on the sidelines, and it really, I understood what lied ahead with the Big Ten title game, but man, it really put things in perspective.
It did indeed. I thought it was a wonderful gesture on part of the whole University of Michigan. Actually, it was Aiden Hutchinson that went to Jim and talked to him about, hey, shouldn't we do something for this tragic event? And they kind of went to work, put their heads together, and came up with this whole plan. And I just think that's part of the beauty of this team. And well, I'm not saying it's not everybody. Everybody in the entire southeastern corner of Michigan and Oxford and everybody across the country is appalled by this thing. But, you know, they kind of put their minds to it to say, what can we do in a public setting to draw attention to this awful tragedy and make sure that we let everybody know that this can't happen again. Let's do something to put an end to it. And I agree with you 100%. It was a great football game. It was a great event. It was all of those things, but it also, you know, put everybody's feet back on the ground to say there are other things that are as important as this. And I was just very proud of my university and that football team that they paid tribute to those victims in Oxford before they died in that entire community.
Amen. And then what the Lions and Vikings did wearing the Oxford t-shirts during warm-ups, and then the moment of silence, and then they wore the decals. And then afterwards, Campbell, you know, Lions first win, gave the game ball to the Myrie family. And just
Dan Campbell, off the charts good with that. I mean, you know, he wears his heart on his sleeve anyway. But his post-game thing and what he said about Oxford and giving the game ball there, just that was off the charts. Good for him.
You know, and so one thing I can do that I tell people that I can separate the business of sports with what a coach or a player does compared to who, and I'll never discount who they are as a person, because we don't know a lot of people, what they do away from the field, away from the cameras, away from the spotlight. But man, the way the state of Michigan, America, Fox, the Big Ten allowing that to happen, the NFL, it really was, and the people of Oxford, Michigan, so many of us who have probably never even been there, met any of the people, just really care about them. It really puts the entire world in perspective. And Brandy, man, enjoy the downtime. Get ready for that trip to Miami. And
we'll talk
the week before. And
I'll be glad to.
One game at a time, Brandy. That's my new motto.
Hey, we just got one game to play. That's all. And best to you on the holidays, you and yours.
Back at you.
Be peaceful and be safe.
You too, buddy. We'll talk soon.
All right. Take care.
All right. Jim Brandstatter, he is voice of Michigan football. Man, they keep extending it. They gave him and Dan Dierdorf the Ohio State win at the Big House, that scene. Then the scene last Saturday night at Lucas Oil Stadium in Indy after winning the Big Ten championship. And if Michigan beats Georgia in the Orange Bowl, then they're coming back to the Midwest in Indy January 10th for the national championship game. Man. Up next, Michael Hare, DetroitLions.com. We'll discuss the Lions' first win. You want to join us live, 1-866-838-4843. That's 1-866-838-HUGE. Add Huge Show on Twitter, The Huge Show on Facebook. Also opt in on the Huge text chain. Text the word HUGE to 21,000. And we got the Bills and the Patriots tonight, Monday Night Football. So DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, they have one of their classic no-brainer bets going. This is for new customers who download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use promo code HUGE when you sign up. Tonight, you can bet just $1 on either team to score. And if either team scores tonight in the Bills-Patriots game, you'll win $100 in free bets. So just download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use promo code HUGE when you sign up and bet that $1 on either team to score tonight. And if they do, you'll score $100 in free bets. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Use that promo code HUGE. This is for new listeners, and DraftKings Sportsbook is an official sports betting partner of the NFL. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services Gambling Disorder Helpline at 1-800-270-7117. 21 and up in Michigan only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for full terms and conditions. To all the callers online, stick around. Michigan will hear you next.
From St. Joseph to Midland, this show is huge.
It's time to go in the huddle.
1, 2, 3, top flight!
This is former Detroit Lion Rob Rubick with another week of the NFL season, another shot for new customers to win big at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Bet just $1 on any NFL game and win $100 in free bets if either team scores a point. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use the code HUGE. That's HUGE, H-U-G-E. The Lions came away with their first win of the season, taking down the Vikings on a last-second touchdown pass from Goff to St. Brown. This game, like in many of the Lions' close losses, wasn't very pretty. But unlike the losses, the Lions found a way to win in the end. Some clutch passes by Goff combined with solid offensive line protection allowed them to move quickly down the field for the game-winning score. Although I don't always agree with many decisions Dan Campbell makes throughout the game, I have to give him kudos on his innate ability to get his beaten and battered group of players to play with such tremendous effort and passion each and every week.
Huge here for your local Meijer. Now everybody knows Meijer is connected to local teams, college teams, high schools, pros, and more throughout the state of Michigan. So what it means is when you're shopping at your local Meijer, you're basically shopping for your local community. And Meijer is proud to partner with Little Leagues, youth sports, high school sports, college sports, and pro sports throughout the state of Michigan. Remember, when you shop Meijer, you're shopping for your local community.
This season, keep your power sport equipment trail ready with Gates G-Force belts from your neighborhood Auto Value Auto Parts store. Your locally owned, authorized Gates belts headquarters. G-Force belts are made carbon tensile strong for minimal stretch and maximum durability. For all your name brand automotive parts, stop by your locally owned Auto Value Auto Parts store or visit myautovaluestore.com. Always carry a spare and ride safely this season with Gates G-Force belts at Auto Value, where service is the difference. We get it.
Van Andel Institute Purple Community is a grassroots fundraising network powered by the dedicated volunteers who support VAI's mission to improve human health now and in the future. When you raise funds through the Van Andel Institute Purple Community, 100% of the proceeds go directly to the Institute's research into diseases like cancer and Parkinson's, as well as VAI's science education programs. Learn how you can get involved at purplecommunity.org.
You're listening to The Huge Show on the Michigan Sports Network.
The Huge Show is back live across Michigan. Superfly Hayes is our executive producer as we originate from the Auto Value Bumper to Bumper Parts Store studio. They're a Michigan-based company. The money you spend at your local Auto Value store, Auto Value Service Center, will stay right here in Michigan. For the location close to you, go to myautovaluestore.com. Service is the difference, and they get it at your local Auto Value bumper-to-bumper parts store. We will be all over Michigan and Georgia in the Orange Bowl on New Year's Eve, 8 p.m., down in Miami, actually Fort Lauderdale, Michigan State, Pitt. In the Peach Bowl, that's on Thursday night, 7 p.m., October 30th. I am curious who's going down there. Superfly Hayes says his sister is a big Michigan State fan, and because it's drivable and maybe only an overnight stay, they're going to drive down and see Michigan State. I don't know if Pitt travels. I don't watch football. I call a little bit of the Wake Forest game. I just don't. I like Michigan State to win it and finish with 11 wins. I really do. And I like Michigan, the Georgia game. Michigan's played almost near perfect football against Ohio State and Iowa. They really have. It's an unbelievable weekend. Not only Michigan winning the Big Ten title, finding out that they're playing Georgia in the college football playoff as a 2-seed. Michigan State in the New Year's Six Bowl game against Pitt in Atlanta. And then the Lions. They looked like they were going to win. And they looked like it was going to be a typical Lions game this season and play tight, play tough, play hard, and blow it. Questionable coaching decisions. Goff looked like he was getting a little rattled. And then I thought the Vikings scored a little bit too early, which is strange to say that. You just had that feeling. And then Mike Zimmer decides to play prevent defense like he's up two scores and a touchdown could beat him, and that's what Goff delivered. Mike O'Hara, DetroitLions.com, senior columnist, insider. He's standing by on the Meyer guest line. Welcome back, Michael.
Oh, thanks, Huge. After that rundown, what do you need me for?
Well, it really was because, you know, I what's funny, if you go look at Twitter right after Campbell's fourth and short call deep in his own territory, everybody, it's Patricia, oh, my God, this team's not going to win a game for years. I've had it. And then you look at when Goff, you know, throws a touchdown with zeros on the scoreboard. It really defined life as a Lions fan.
Well, it's life as a Lions fan, and I'll tell you one thing. Those players in that locker room are solidly behind him on those calls. I kind of questioned the first one more than I did the second one, honestly. I can understand both. Sometimes I think he does it just because he likes it. But the second one, I kind of got that one. It's not what I would have done, though, and I would have run the ball. I wouldn't have thrown it.
What was Mike Zimmer? He was playing like he was up 17. Or at least two scores on that last drive defensively.
Well, as you saw in the first half and then in that last drive, you would never think this would happen to a Mike Zimmer's team, but they've got defensive issues, just bad ones. They've lost a lot of guys, the injuries, a lot of their key players. You know, you look at that, and they've got, 33 sacks, but a lot of those guys who got those sacks for them aren't playing now, like Danielle Hunter and a lot of the really good starting players. So I think he's just kind of scrambling, trying to put together whatever he can to keep him out of the end zone. And, look, he came within 4 seconds of doing it.
Yeah, I was surprised when you watch those replays that the DBs weren't breaking on the receiver. They were just standing in the end zone because they thought the receivers were going to go to the end zone. And, you know, Brown just crossed the goal line, caught it. Goff made a great throw, and the Lions get a win. And now the big key is, you get that, hey, we can't go winless, can't be 0-16-1. Now how can they, on this trip to Denver, what can they do from this first win through the rest of this season to really make progress as a team and franchise?
Well, I think they've made progress. I really do. And I think that they can continue that to some degree. If you're looking for some sort of hangover and taking this for granted, you know, Hughes, they've got so many young players on that roster who just, you know, want to play. They want to have a career. They want to make some sort of statement. So I don't see that happening because they're too young to fall into that. I think that maybe sounds a little bit crazy, but I just think that, you know, they're enjoying the ride of playing in the National Football League. They take it seriously and they want to keep going. And I don't think that they're going to. I'm not saying they're going to beat Denver, by the way, but I don't think they're just going to go out there and throw the balls out there and just have a good day. No, I think they'll play with everything they have, and everything they have has been pretty good lately the last 4 games.
Michael Harris, senior columnist, insider, DetroitLions.com. I know Goff, early on, the deep throws down the middle, utilizing Hockenson, my first thought was, and I think I said this immediately at Huge Show on Twitter, I haven't seen Goff look like this since the first half of the Green Bay game. And I'm screaming at the TV going, why haven't they done this all year?
Well, he's been a little bit hurt, too. That's part of it. But I agree with you. You know, last week in the game they lost to the Bears on Thanksgiving Day, I think he was 12 for 13 or 13 for 14 in the first half. You know, he really had it going. They weren't able to, you know, finish out that game, and that was probably more on the defense than it was on the offense. Another late fade. But I think that, you know, that Dan Campbell taking over the play calling. I think that, you know, you've heard some reports that there was a little bit of friction between him and the other, you know, the other play caller. And that could be, but it seems to be a connection between Campbell and Goff that really didn't exist before. And I think that's sort of my guy type of thing, you know. And I noticed one thing, and I saw one of the replays. In fact, it was today I saw it. Before that last play, you could see Goff run over to the sideline real quick, say something to Campbell, and Campbell nodded, and back he went and threw the winning touchdown. And as soon as the first person he ran to hug was the coach. So there's something, you know, there's a connection there. I really do. I think he might have awakened Jared Goff a little bit. And look, guy was drafted first overall. He must have, you know, some level of talent to be a National Football League quarterback. He's played in the Super Bowl, things like that, made a couple of Pro Bowls. Maybe they've got something here. And maybe, you know, Campbell has said it before, 2, 3, 4 weeks ago. He wants him to pull the trigger. You know, just don't have to fit everything in there. You want to throw the ball down the field? Let's pull the trigger. And I think you're starting to see some of that.
Away from Goff throwing the touchdown and talking about Campbell, yeah. The good and bad in that game against the Vikings, who are other players that stepped up? Defense, offense, special teams that you thought were instrumental in the Lions posting their first win of the season?
Well, obviously the young man who caught the game-winning touchdown pass, Amon-Ra St. Brown, 12 targets, 10 catches. That's, you know, he looks to me like he's going to be a career slot receiver, which means he's not going to, you know, average 14, 15 yards per catch, but he'll keep the chains moving. He's got good hands. He's competitive. And I think he's got a real, real good future. Maybe not a star, but a good future as a just a good solid football player. A guy that, you know, that they signed as a free agent. I think it was 3 weeks ago, maybe four. Josh Reynolds. He'd been with the Rams when Goff was there. Most recently was in Tennessee. I think he asked for his release. He wasn't playing. They granted it. Signed with the Lions, and really his first, you know, Hughes' first game. He had 3 targets. Had a couple of drops and couldn't catch up to the ball on the other one. Then came back, you know, 2 weeks ago on Thanksgiving Day, had three catches for 79 yards, I think it was. One was a touchdown, a 39-yard touchdown catch. The other one was a 17 or 27, whatever it was, yard catch. And then on Sunday in this game, he had 4 catches. And so I think he's added an element to this team, you know, some size, some length, some speed, and ability to get open deep. I think he's added something. I think this is one of those, you know, where they picked up a guy off the scrap heap and, you know, polish him up, and he's pretty good. And I really think they've got something there. In fact, T.J. Hockenson was talking about that. A bunch of us were interviewing him after the game yesterday, and he said, look, when you've got a guy who opens it up deep, then it opens up something else underneath it. And he really, really likes what he's seen in Josh Reynolds. Now, look, it's 3 games. And it's, you know, it's not a career or anything like that, but it's something, and it looks like something they didn't have before.
How about Jerry Jacobs? That's been quietly, and I think it's getting more exposure now, but he has been an unbelievable rookie. Amazing.
Absolutely, an undrafted free agent. Tough. He's got some athletic ability. He's got some heart for the game. You know, there were a couple of third down plays there in the first half where he made the tackle on both of them, made him get off the field, and I think he's got a heck of a future. Now, Campbell was talking about the defensive backs in general a week or two ago. I forget exactly when it was, and he was talking about, you know, some guy might be a safety, this guy might be this, the other guy might be that, and somebody said, well, what about Jerry Jacobs? And he just said, Jerry Jacobs is going nowhere. I mean, he's a cornerback, and I wouldn't be surprised if he's a starting cornerback for the Detroit Lions. And we'll see what happens when Okuda comes back next year. Does he stay at cornerback? Does he move to safety because of the Achilles injury? But this is just they've got a real find here. This young player, they really do.
Speaking of another find, Riley Patterson. Hey, he looks like out of all the kickers, and they've been through, I think, 327 kickers. This year with the Lions. I may be a little off on that exact number, but Riley Patterson looked like the most solid kicker they've had since Prater was kicking for the Lions.
Yeah, it's really been an issue them for this year. It did cost them one game. It cost them the Pittsburgh game. It really did. They had a kicker who just wasn't ready to play in the National Football League. You could tell he was uncomfortable. You know, he's out there for the game-winning kick, and you could just look in his eyes thinking, this is not where I want to be. And guess what? The next day, it's not where he wanted to be. But, yeah, Riley Patterson looked good. Look, the special teams on this for this franchise have been historically good with, you know, kickers, punters, return men. You know, and they're at it again this year. The punter, Jack Fox, just an absolute gem. Good return men, Igwe Bike, guys like that, Khalif Raymond. That's really a solid group all the way around on the special teams. And more than solid, really.
He's more than solid, really, is actually the name of his weekly blog. DetroitLions.com. More than solid with Mike O'Hara, senior columnist, okay, joining us on the Meyer guest line. Lions off to Denver. Now let's see if they can get a win on the road. Denver, no offense, pretty darn good defense. Played great last night on the road against the Chiefs. Made Patrick Mahomes as frustrated as any game I've ever seen. Lions will have their work cut out for them in Denver. Never know what the weather's going to be. Michael, thank you so much for your huge opinions. We'll talk soon.
Okay, huge. Thanks for having me.
All right, Mike O'Hara joining us from Detroit on the Meyer guest line. Meyer, proud to be longtime partners for your Detroit Lions. You can gear up for the Lions. Quality license, official team gear, a huge selection to choose from when it comes to the Lions. All ages, all sizes, inside the team gear department at your local Meyer. We'll have one final segment straight ahead.
Everything huge, 24/7 at thehugeshow.net.
BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks, welcomes you with the lock of the year. Hi, this is Matt Shepard. Simply place a $10 moneyline wager on either New England or Buffalo. If either team scores a touchdown, you'll win $200 in free bets, regardless of your bet's outcome. All you have to do is use my bonus code, SHEPBET200, when you make your first bet. Enjoy football like never before with BetMGM's live betting options and boosted odds specials all season long. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use my bonus code, SHEPBET200, to win $200 in free bets. And if either New England or Buffalo scores a touchdown, you're a winner. It's that easy. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years of age or older to wager. Michigan only, and is a new customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire in 7 days from issuance. If you think you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help. Excludes Michigan disassociated persons.
Huge here for the Michigan High School Athletic Association. You can stay up to date on the latest from Lansing 24/7 at MHSAA.com, at MHSAA on Twitter, and MHSAA on Facebook. The latest news, press releases, and stories connected to every high school in the state of Michigan available for you 24/7 from the Michigan High School Athletic Association. Log on to MHSAA.com, at MHSAA on Twitter, and MHSAA on Facebook. And if you're looking for archive boys and girls high school sports, MHSAA.tv. That's MHSAA.tv. 24/7, everything you need to know about high school sports in Michigan. Log on to MHSAA.com.
It's a new day to celebrate and be free. A new day full of action and excitement. Come to Soaring Eagle. Indulge to your heart's content. It's a day for winning, for world-class fun and food. Yes, it's a grand, spectacular day to get away. Only at Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort. It's a new day. Visit SoaringEagleCasino.com.
You're listening to The Huge Show on the Michigan Sports Network.
Back for our final segment on a Moneyline Monday presented by the DraftKings Sportsbook app. You have the Bills and the Patriots in the snow tonight in Buffalo. DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. That no-brainer bet is out there. New customers, download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Use promo code HUGE when you sign up, and you can do the no-brainer bet of $1 on either team to score in the game tonight. And if they do, you win $100 in free bets. So just download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use promo code HUGE. Bet that $1 on any team to score, and you'll win $100 in free bets if they score. That's promo code HUGE when you download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. An official sports betting partner of the NFL. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services Gambling Disorder Helpline at 1-800-270-7117. 21 and up in Michigan only. That would be 21 and up. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook. for details. Superfly, hey, stellar job to everybody. We'll talk tomorrow at 3:00.